Now, speaking of guidance from other worlds, we have a couple clips. We're going to play one this hour, Richard, and I want you to set the stage for us. This first clip we have, I believe, was December 28th, 1969.
Right. Now, this one is extremely relevant today, this very day when we hear about the Spirit probe having lost contact. This was given, as you say, in 1969, by an intelligence who we call the Master Aetherius. And as I said at the top of the show, actually there should be a book out called Martians Are from Mars and Venusians Are from Venus, because they really do live there, even if we can't detect them. The message that they always gave through George King was that we will only be able to find life on Mars when they wish us to. And indeed, if they wanted to prove themselves to all humanity, they could do so today without us even leaving the planet. So all our probes are all dependent on our motive and what we, why we're doing it. Is it valid to spend billions of dollars doing this when we have the problems we have on this planet, and so forth? We can go there. We won't necessarily find life. And I think the Master Aetherius, as we call him, who was from Venus, he saw this coming. He saw the attempts that were going to be made, and he wanted to put the record straight about space exploration.
All right.
And why we may not be able to see life on the planets in this solar system, because they are in higher dimensions, even though the science wasn't known in the 60s at all. And our attempts are really dependent upon a thing called the law of karma. So that, if you like, is just setting the scene for what you're going to hear now.
Okay, this was received December 28th, 1969, 34, 35 years ago. Let's listen to it.
You can walk the surface of Mars for a thousand of your years without making any discovery which you have no right to make. You can now live on some planets for 10,000 of your years, and until you are ready, you could still erroneously conclude that they were not inhabited save by a basic vegetation of forms. Just as some dwellers from other parts of this galaxy could come onto Terra and be unaware of the presence of a terrestrial man, so you too can visit other planets without being aware of intelligent life, unless that intelligence sees fit to make its presence known.
Now, how often would he go into this trance state, Richard, and get these kinds of messages?
Well, when he first started to get communications, and his first contact, as I mentioned, in 1954, was with that very intelligence we've just heard from, that we give the name Aetherius to. When he first used to do this, he would get messages quite regularly, I mean, sometimes more than once a day. It required tremendous efforts on his part. I mean, he had to, every time he got a communication like that one, he had to attain a very, very deep state of trance. Now, I'm sure listeners are familiar with trance mediumship and channeling and so on. But I would like to say, and I've done a lot of psychic work myself, but my first book was about psychic things,
mm-hmm.
but there's a massive difference between the type of trance that he was using there and what you might call the average mediumship trance, in that he had to go into a very deep meditative state. He had to raise the energies within him to a very high level in order to be able to channel the master ethereus, a master like that. And without getting really boring about mediumship, it's a massive, I find it fascinating subject, but basically a medium is able to, or a channeler, to bring to an intelligence depending on the level the medium can reach. You know, the higher a state the medium can attain,
right.
the higher intelligence that he can bring through. So that's why I mentioned at the beginning, it wasn't by chance George King was chosen. So it wasn't an easy thing like sort of making a phone call or slipping in and out of trance. In the way that some mediums do, or claim to do, in some cases. I mean, he had to really make very serious efforts every single time he did that, and he did it really through the 50s and 60s, very regularly indeed, sometimes, certainly several times a week.
Did these beings, Richard, ever demonstrate aggression or any kind of evil about them?
Thank you for that question. Because it's so important. No, the ones that he was in communication with never, ever exhibited anything other than love, compassion, wisdom, and much of their message is about service to others, helping others, and ways, effective, practical ways that ordinary people can do that. I mean, their message wasn't given to a very advanced people necessarily. If some very advanced people are around, and they'll get even more from it. But you don't need to be. Ordinary people can do incredible things in this new age that we're going into now.
Now, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, sorry. I was going to say, and that's the essence of their message. I was just going to say, that isn't to say, though, that there aren't any evil alien entities out there, but the ones that he was in touch with were always benign, compassionate, advanced beings.
Because we have heard of the reptilian type,
right.
And they're not too friendly.